I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. Today, we check in again on a high school in Cape Town, South Africa. It's called the Center of Science and Technology, COSAT for short. It's a public high school that serves impoverished kids. The World's Anders Kelto has been profiling many of the students there in recent months. Today, he turns his attention to the teachers and the stress that comes from working in a place with a lot of demands and limited resources.
A few weeks ago, I showed up for a morning staff meeting at COSAT. The principal, Fadila Cooper, started the meeting by noting a problem.
Okay, good morning, everyone. See, the staff room is empty.
About half the teachers were missing. At a lot of public schools, that wouldn't be strange. But at COSAT, a high-achieving school with committed teachers, it was unusual. After the meeting, I asked Mrs. Cooper what was going on. She said she wasn't sure, but she had noticed a worrying trend.
I slowly but surely see the motivation of the teachers are dropping.
Later that day, I stopped by Miss Matosi's classroom. She's a science teacher at COSAT. As her class let out, I asked how she was feeling.
Exhausted. Yeah, I just feel exhausted.
This is her third year at COSAT. During that time, the school has nearly doubled in size. That's meant bigger classes and longer hours for teachers. Ms. Matosi said this year, she's had almost no time to prepare lessons or grade papers.
There's no time to actually do anything except for teaching. It's as if I'm just on survival mode.
As a result, she was doing a lot of work during her off hours at home. And she said that was taking a toll on her husband and her one-year-old daughter.
Like, I feel like a terrible mother right now because I don't have time for my daughter.
In fact, she spends a lot of time being a surrogate parent for her students. Many of them come from broken homes and crushing poverty. A couple hours later, students gathered in Ms. Matosi's class during a break. At the front of the room, Ms. Matosi was having a serious conversation with two students. One was in tears. Her mother was seriously ill, and her family had no food. This kind of opening up happens a lot to Ms. Matosi, perhaps because she's young and students relate to her. When the students left, I asked her about this aspect of her job, listening to students' stories. She said it weighed her down a lot more than her work.
Seeing them every day at school and knowing that you can't really help because you yourself, you don't actually have that much, it's not easy.
She said she was feeling depressed and wasn't sure how much longer she'd keep teaching. A few days later, just before the school's mid-year break, I sat down with COSAT's principal, Fadila Cooper. I asked what she could do to prevent teacher burnout and to keep good instructors like Ms. Matosi around.
I don't know what I can do.
She said she couldn't give teachers more time off and she couldn't hire more help. There was no money for more teachers or for a guidance counselor to help the kids. All she could do, she said, was encourage teachers to seek their own counseling through the Department of Education. And she tells teachers
to emotionally take care of themselves and relax.
A few days later, the school went on its mid-year break, 3 weeks off. Last week, school was back in session.
Good morning, everyone. I hope that we have had a relaxing holiday.
At the morning meeting, all the teachers showed up, and many looked refreshed. Perhaps all they needed was some time off. I headed over to Ms. Matosi's classroom. I wanted to know how she was feeling. She said she was excited to be back.
Because I missed school, actually.
What did you miss about it?
I missed the kids.
She said the 3 weeks off definitely helped with her physical fatigue. But she said the emotional fatigue that comes from working with students from such tough backgrounds, that was already setting in again.
It comes back as soon as you are in the same environment. Because it's still the same kids that you know who have the same issues that they told you about.
I asked Ms. Matosi how she planned to deal with that emotional fatigue. Would she use the counseling services available to teachers? She said no. With so many classes to teach and papers to grade, there just wasn't any time. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto, Cape Town.
And if you're a teacher, we want to hear from you. How do you fight burnout in the classroom? Tell us your story at theworld.org.